Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
New data from a partnership between Dublin City Council and search engine Google has shown that air quality guidelines are being breached on many of Dublin's main roads, including on Eden Quay, the Concolbert Road, at Doyle's Corner in Finsbury and on the Finglas Road. The project captured the air quality using an electric Google Street View car equipped with mobile air sensing technology. Guidelines at the moment allow for maximum levels of nitrogen dioxide of 40 micrograms over the year, with that level set to reduce to 20 by 2026. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Colin Byrne, consultant geriatrician at the Mater Hospital in Dublin, and also by Kieran Cuff, Green Party MEP for Dublin. You're both very welcome. Colin, I might just start with you. What's your reaction to these new figures?
I suppose, unsurprising in some ways, and confirms, I suppose, what we already had an idea about in Dublin. We know that 1,700 deaths per year in the Republic of Ireland are attributable to air pollution, and 2,600 on the island as a whole. So this is very concerning for us.
Up to 1,700 deaths. What kind of diseases are we seeing causing from that, or exacerbated by poor air quality?
So research I conducted in North CSI has linked it with stroke hospitalizations in Dublin. Other Irish research has also linked air pollution with heart attacks, with heart failure, with asthma and COPD. And some other international research has also also associated air pollution with dementia, Parkinson's disease, and other neurodegenerative diseases as well.
And even I think in the UK, one coroner linked the death of a child who lived on the South Circular Road to poor air quality. Is that something that's maybe consistent with your experience?
Yeah, so tragically, 10 years ago, Ella Kissy Deborah passed away of a severe asthma attack, and she lived on the South Circular Road in London, where there are very high levels of air pollution from traffic. And the coroner in 2020 in London linked the death directly with an air pollution event that occurred at the time of her death. So that tragic case highlights the direct effect that air pollution can have on the health of children in Ireland and around the world.
Yeah, and look, I mean, obviously it's not just being linked to certain diseases, it aggravates diseases that people already have, as you mentioned, asthma and COPD. What do you think it means? What do we need to do next in terms of the solutions if it is something that is affecting population health?
I think we need to take this seriously. In London, they are bringing in areas of low air pollution by restricting certain vehicles going into central London. I think that this is something that we need to replicate in Dublin and in other urban areas in Ireland. We need to take this seriously. We need to bring in better public transport, better active travel, so that people have better options, and also things like car scrappage schemes to allow people to upgrade their cars if they have older cars that are running.
Well, stay with us, Dr. Colin Byrne, because we are also joined by Kieran Cuff, Green Party MEP for Dublin. When you look at some of these areas, Kieran, these are where there are huge residential populations as well as being major arteries. It's very concerning.
Oh, it absolutely is. And it confirms what we know at a European level. The European Environmental Agency tells us that there are several hundred thousand premature deaths every year in Europe from poor air quality. And I think it's a call for action. I think we're realising more and more the impacts of poor air quality on health. Years ago, we knew we had to take lead out of petrol. We knew we had to get rid of smoky coal. But we're now seeing the continued impact of the increasing in transport and travel. So I think it's a clarion call to take action to give
Do you know what? I'm just going to, Ciarán, I'm going to get you to maybe just get on a stronger line there for me with you in just a couple of seconds. Colm, just on that, essentially, like when if it's been identified at a European and a global level, is it primarily transport? What needs to happen on that front?
The two main sources of air pollution in Ireland are transport and solid fuel burning in people's homes. And we need to address the two of these. And on the transport side, we need to, as I said, bring in low emission zones, and we need to transition away quickly from using the car as our primary means of transport, especially for shorter journeys, to using cycling, walking, and public transport as well.
Yeah, I think we have Ciarán back. Ciarán, just on that, the responses we saw just across the water in London, the impact of low emission zones and the impact that it had in recent by-elections there. So is this going to be politically difficult, especially in circumstances where we don't, like major cities, have an underground and, as we know, major challenges with our public transport systems?
Well, I think it is challenging, and we have to bring people with us. And to do that, we need to have more carrots than sticks. I think opportunities like the Bus Connect rollout in Dublin, that couldn't happen soon enough. We need to really put pressure on Bord Pleanála to grant permission for Bus Connect and to make it easier to get around the city by public transport. And we also need to move away from using open fires or even oil burners to heat our homes. And that means we need to have insulation grants. We need to make it easier for householders to heat their homes with clean fuels. And I think there's a role for government to make this happen.
Ciarán, I'm afraid your line is really bad. I'm going to have to let go of you, but give perhaps the last word to Dr. Colm Byrne, because obviously, Colm, you know, you are seeing this play out in the population and right across the different age groups. And as I was saying to Ciarán, unfortunately, the line wasn't great, is that oftentimes where these major arteries are where there are significant, you know, people living there, you know, it can be quite built up areas. So, look, I mean, what is the advice to people who perhaps are concerned about the levels in their area in terms of protecting their health?
So I suppose the main, you know, the main thing everyone can do is to, you know, cycle, to walk, to use public transport, because the less we drive, the less air pollution that there's going to be, and also things like exercise help mitigate the adverse effects of air pollution. So by cycling, by walking, you help to address that as well. And some studies in the UK have shown that, you know, children going traveling to school, when they're cycling or walking, are actually exposed to lower levels of air pollution than if they're sitting in a car. So the main thing is, I think, you know, to get out, to cycle, to walk if you can. Other things are just, you know, keep the windows closed if you are in one of those areas that is adversely affected. Try and keep the windows closed. Try and the main thing is just to try not to drive.
Do people realise the relationship between poor air quality and the health conditions that they're suffering?
I think it's people are becoming more and more aware. I think, you know, with the increased media attention for it. So I think people are becoming more and more aware, but there is definitely a lot more work that can be done, especially around open fires and things like that, that Ciarán mentioned earlier.
Yeah. And how soon does it need to happen, Dr. Colm Byrne?
The sooner we do it, the sooner we'll see the effects. So you know, the research I conducted, we saw increases in stroke admissions to hospitals within 72 hours of exposure. So that, by converse, you know, if we reduce down or air pollution levels, we'll see effects immediately within days.
And was that after particular incidents? Like, I mean, do you monitor this? Like, you know, as clinicians and practitioners, you know, it's, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, places in China and elsewhere where, you know, they have actually smog warnings and health warnings around it. But do you see specific events that happen that lead to an acceleration or that comes to your attention?
Yeah, you know, especially in winter, we see some very severe air pollution events, not just in Dublin, but around the country in some of our towns like Letterkenny, Ennis, and so on, from people burning coal, smoky coal illegally, or, you know, just from burning solid fuels in their homes, that we do see these pollution events. So the EPA have an excellent map which can give people warnings and they can go on and see what the air quality is like on airquality.ie.
Yeah, and I think there's an interesting divergence sometimes between the official figures and those that we have, but I don't think it's an issue that's going away. One listener said, is it just the anti-car brigade using every angle they can think of to try and bully us out of our cars? But from what you're saying, Dr. Colin Byrne, I think that that is not the case. I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm so sorry that Kieran Cuff, Green Party, MEP for Dublin, I'm sorry that we couldn't get you, but thanks to Dr. Colin Byrne, consultant geriatrician, Mater Hospital. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break.